I eat at least 3 times a week, a Friday. The Chasing Epic Challenge, Week 6. In. By loving people more. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, Acts 2:46. What's the most spiritual thing you can do in your life to be more like Jesus? Read the Bible. Pray. Serve someone. Attend a church gathering on Sundays with others. All of those things are important, but what if the most spiritual thing you could do to be more like Jesus is actually just eating with others? Jesus was constantly sharing meals with his followers, religious people and outsiders, aka what others called the scum. That's why I made it a goal a few years back to either share a meal in my home, eat at a restaurant, or share a coffee with others at least 3 times per week. If I was going to take to heart the habits Jesus followed, then I couldn't deny that eating was in the center of it. There's something about sitting around a table and sharing stories or listening to other stories. It's in these moments of shared meals and open homes that we experience the actual presence of Jesus among us. The early church knew this well, breaking bread together as a sign of following in his footsteps. This week, extend an invitation. It doesn't have to be elaborate. Even a simple meal or coffee can be the setting for profound connection and even spiritual growth, even without a Bible study. Use this time to share not just your food, but your hopes, your struggles, and your joys. As you do, you'll find that these moments are not just about filling our stomachs, but about fulfilling our deepest need for connection and belonging in the body of Jesus' followers. 3 big reminders. Our first annual Cross Kids Easter Egg will start at 10:30 a.m. sharp, this Sunday between the 9:30 and 11 a.m. gatherings. Next weekend is Easter at C3. Don't miss one of our 4 identical gatherings, Saturday, 6 p.m., Sunday, Ininim, 10 a.m., 11 a.m. Don't forget this week's Chasing Epic Challenge is to connect with a group by scheduling a time to share a meal or at least hang out. Last but not least is your 2 prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 8, verses 27 through 38. Jesus and his disciples left Galilee and went up to the villages near Caesarea Philippi. As they were walking along, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" "Well," they replied, "some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say you are one of the other prophets." Then he asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Peter replied, "You are the Messiah." But Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He would be killed, but 3 days later he would rise from the dead. As he talked about this openly with his disciples, Peter took him aside and began to reprimand him for saying such things. Jesus turned around and looked at his disciples, then reprimanded Peter. "Get away from me, Satan," he said. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's. Then, calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world, but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message in these adulterous and sinful days, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 19. But tell me this, since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying there will be no resurrection of the dead? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless, and your faith is useless. And we apostles would all be lying about God, for we have said that God raised Christ from the dead. But that can't be true if there is no resurrection of the dead. And if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless, and you are still guilty of your sins. In that case, all who have died believing in Christ are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.